8:32 here on Quick Slam this morning. Let's find out what's happening at the historic 4th Street Theater in downtown Moberly. Scott McGarvey joins me in studio. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
April is somewhat quiet.
It's a little quiet. We had a great blues jam last night.
How'd that go?
Oh, you know what? You know, I talk about this every month that we've got the opportunity for local musicians to get on stage. And last night we had a junior high guy who's just getting into the drums, just started working on the kit. Derek Inyard, great drum coach here in town, has been working with him. And guy was on stage, played with a band, held his own. It was fantastic. So it really, you know, you think about these old guys that are, you know, stuck down in the basement. They need to get out of the house. This is for every age bracket. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about the high school guys that come out and support the blues jam. I think this is the youngest guy we've had on our stage. So
excellent.
Yeah, it was really good.
And you're connecting generations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You talk about it. There was a widespread of generations up there. So great event. My son and I, we had a guys' night out. So we went downtown, had dinner at Coates Street, and then went over and caught some tunes.
Made it work.
Yeah.
All right. What's the cost to get into Blues Jam? People, it's the second Monday.
$5.
That's it. $5. Okay.
$5 gets you great music, support the theater, obviously, and moral support for the bands, the guys that are showing up.
Sure.
So
okay.
Love what Bobby Riley and Jennifer Ortman, the rest of the team does there every month, second Monday.
You got it. Mark it on your calendar. All right, absolutely. Let's get into May because you got a couple of big events coming up, don't you?
Oh, we do. Yeah. May is going to be a big month for us at the theater. Really centered around, of course, we'll have, let's kick off with our classic movie. How about that? First Friday, May 3rd, classic series. We're bringing it out, South Pacific. Now, this goes back to James Michener's tome of Tales from the South Pacific that he wrote in 1947. Rodgers and Hammerstein did a musical of that was highly successful. Made that in 1949. Well, then they're like, well, let's put it on the big screen in 1958. So this is the 1958 classic South Pacific musical. Going to wash that man right out of their hair. this is the show. And it really does such an amazing job looking back now into the 50s of addressing so many different societal issues. It's not just a historical show, but it's also... it's got some commentary in it, too. So come be a part of that. 7 o'clock, free popcorn, $10 for the show, and bring your friends out. We had a great turnout for Blue Hawaii this past Friday, and that was the Elvis show. And so we're bringing it back. Again, classic movie. Come see it on the big screen. 26-foot.
Well, a lot of people have probably seen South Pacific at a local theater, maybe, but maybe not have seen the movie.
Yeah, and you know what? We're talking to a lot of generations. Talk about generational. We're talking about to a lot of generations out there on the air right now, and you may have seen it, or maybe grandma talked about seeing it in the theater. So come see it again.
All right, let's get into your Pretty in Pink Girls weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on for Mother's Day. In May in Moberly, and we're going to kick it off on May 10th on Friday, 7 o'clock. This is the Molly Ringwald classic from 86, Pretty in Pink. This is your girls' night out. Get dressed up, go back to the prom, and come see us. $20 gets you the door. Get to see the show, but you know, most importantly, it's about hanging out with your ladies. Hey guys, if you want to come out, if you're a Molly fan, come on out. But 7 o'clock will get you the movie will start. We're going to have pink fufu drinks. We're going to have corsages and sashes for purchase, and all of the funds go to support the theater. And we're splitting that with Run for Her Life, which is of course the 5K on Sunday. So. If you're going to support the 5K on Sunday, you're going to be running or however you're being a part of that. Or if you haven't made the decision to support Run for Her Life, May 10th, Friday, is a great way to be a part of that and have a good time with your friends. So love to see you there. Tickets will be on sale online as well as at the door on May 10th. Make it your business to be a part of that weekend.
All right. So online, if you're purchasing tickets, where do you go?
Go to our Facebook page. There'll be a link on our Facebook page. They'll get you to be able to purchase those online.
All right. $20.
$20.
And what's your time? When are you going to get started?
So 7 o'clock the doors open. Or 6 o'clock the doors will open. And 7 o'clock the movie will start. And it'll be a good time. So go out, have dinner, then come and have a good time. We'll have some a little bit heavier hors d'oeuvres kind of idea in the concession stand, of course, with our free popcorn and some great drinks from Shady Tuesdays.
Okay, sounds good. And then the next night you've got an event too.
Oh,
right?
Man, it is going to be a full weekend. So you could do May 10th. Love to see you there. You could definitely do May 11th. Trey Riley and the Next Gen Big Band from St. Louis. These are just consummate pros. We've got students and professionals alike who are part of a band that does new interpretations on the big band sound. So this is, you like big band? You need to come see this. You don't know what big band is, but you like live music and you like great performances. This is a brass section that's going to just rock your world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 7 o'clock on Saturday, May 11th.
7 o'clock, yep. Good show. And we'd love to see you guys come out and support, of course, local musicians part of this, as well as guys from out of town. It's going to be a great show.
Okay. What's the cost to attend that?
We're going to have a multi-tiered approach on that. All right. So check us out on Facebook. Get you the details on the cost for that. And we're excited about having those guys back. This is the second time they've been back to the theater.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
And then the following Monday will be the Blues Jam again.
Back to Blues Jam.
Second
back on
Monday
the 13th.
Yep. Of the month. Scott McGarvey in with us here. We're learning more about what's happening at the historic 4th Street Theater. And you're always looking for volunteers.
You know, this is the theater is a 501c3, so we'd love to take your money. I hate to be so crass,
but just throw it out there, Scott.
we have had so many supporters, Brad, over the years who have made the remodel possible, that took what was really a diamond in the rough and put it to what it is today. It is a world-class facility, and the contributions across the years have made that possible. You can't write the checks, but you can write the time. And I need people who want to work events, who want to be a part of the production process, who say, you know what, I don't know what to do, but I just want to get involved. I've got some time on my hands. I have places to put you to work in all different facets of the theater. And whether it's on the back of the back process, or if it's on the front end, taking tickets or working the concession stand, give us a call, 833-4408. Visit us on Facebook, 4th Street Theater. We'd love to have you as part of our even if you can only do one night, mm-hmm. I'd love to have you part of it.
Okay. So check it out and volunteer. Let's, again, put a bug in folks here. You got a children's theater plan this summer, don't you?
We do, coming up in July. So check us out on Facebook. All of our events are there. Details are out there right now. Jennifer Ortman is working with Trish out at the Wimberly High School, and Trish Vassar is part of that as well. Going to have a really cool summer theater camp for kids. We'll be talking about it a little bit more as we get closer in, but July, just get it on your calendar now. If you've got somebody who's already treading the boards, they want to be a thespian, or they don't. They want to be on the back end, again, working the production side. We want them to be a part of our children's theater.
Okay. You got a lot happening, and a big Mother's Day weekend in Moberly coming up.
Mother's Day weekend for all of us. So it's a big weekend. So.
We'll be talking more about the Mother's Day 5K with those organizers, Lori and Cheryl. We work our way closer to that event. Scott, thanks for dropping by.
Brad, it's been a pleasure. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
Scott McGarvey from the historic 4th Street Theater has been my guest here on Quicks Land this morning.